she said, as they traveled across the land to Shiloh with Bikurim in their hands. The pain was so great as she contemplates her fate. The other wife, the one without a son, her burden grew heavier each year. Her rival's words poisoning the air. She thanked the one above that she held Elkanah's love, but it was not nearly enough.
And so she stood, and by the wall she davened, praying without speaking the whole time. Only her lips moved in silent supplication, as her spirit soared, reaching the divine. She asked Hashem, why was I created, if not to be the mother of a child? Only her lips moved in silent supplication, as the Kohen watched her all the while.
As she turned away from emptying her heart, harsh words pierced her very essence. This is not the place to pray if you've drunk in any way. She took the chance and told him of her prayer.
I'm not drunk.
Your servant
wouldn't dare to stand before the king with head not clear.
But my soul, so full of pain, heartbreak, sorrow, and shame,
and I'm begging
my Creator for a child. All I want is a son like any other, and I'll consecrate him to serve.
So it was, in 9 months' time,
Elkanah once again stood in line.